Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits. Bring us back. Mark Knopfler on the Fast Fingers there. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with 13-year member of our Brain Trust, Bob Kuska. Can't do without him. He's our HR expert. Thefusionfactor.com. Go there and find all of his books. He spent 150 years with Gillette helping them run their HR department. And, hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about communicating. Folks, this is a key. You know, Bob, one of the things I've been trying to help people do is to hang on to their organizations, even if the government has shut you down, even if your employees can't come to work, and there are a lot of companies out there like that. Hold on to your people as much as you can, and it's our nature. It is small business's nature to do that, but don't panic. There's help coming. The government is laying out money. You may have to work. You may have to tell your employees, I can only pay you two-thirds of what I was paying you or three-fourths of what I was paying you, and make the money spread out over a longer period. The SBA is helping out right now. And I'm just trying to help people hold on to their organizations so that they can keep them intact when we turn the corner with this thing. And what you're talking about, communicating to them, talk to them about telling them what you're doing, tell them what you're attempting to do. We'll explain to them that there's a plan. What do you think, Bob?
Absolutely, Jim. And you hit on a core right at the beginning of your discussion. You're going to want those employees when we come back out of this. So what do you need to say to them to assure them that when you come out, you can't guarantee, I'm talking about assure, not guarantee, when we come out the other side, you're going to want those same type of employees to work for your organization.
That's right.
So tell them things like, what's your plan? Your plan is that, you know, when we get to May or June, these are some of the things that you're going to put in place. You're going to keep their benefits going. Give them information, what's happening in your state. So, for instance, in the state of Massachusetts, you know, if their pay is reduced by one-third, they can collect unemployment. Mm-hmm. You need to find out what's going on in your state.
But Bob, here's another thing that I'm trying to get people to understand. If they can hang on till the government can give the business some assistance, they can keep making payroll and their employees won't have to go on unemployment.
That's right. That's right.
See, that's how we keep the organizations together. But again, whatever you're doing, what Bob's telling you is, folks, whatever you're doing, stay in touch with your employees. Email them. That way, whenever things turn around, instead of them going to look somewhere else for a job, they'll follow your email trail back to you.
That's right. And by the way, for key employees, you may want to do more than email. You know, you can do a Zoom video for no cost and check in on your employees and say, how's it going? Hang in there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're coming out of this thing.
Well, and, you know, Bob, a lot of people you know made it through the 2008, 2009, 2010 financial crisis. And if they did, they somehow had a plan that made that happen. What I've done to my when that happened in those days and what I've done since then to my folks is I go to them and say, folks, I don't know where this is going to go, but this isn't my first goat roping. This isn't my first rodeo. I made it through the last one, and I'm planning on making it through this one. That meant something to my employees when I've talked to them about that. What do you think?
Absolutely. And Jim, you know, when you and I were talking off here a few minutes ago, you gave me some very good information about how small businesses can survive, some things I didn't know yet. So here's another tip. Listen to others. Listen to experts in the field, whether it's your employment lawyer or your benefits organization. There's a lot of data out there that we're still trying to assimilate right now that you could turn around and say to your employees, hey, we're going to be able to do these things.
Right, exactly. And but let those people communicate to you. And that I worry about, Bob, is that we got 28 million people who put their lifeblood into their businesses. It's their baby. I'm just worried that the people are going to give up too soon, that this thing is hitting them so hard. They're watching too much news. They're getting too much scary news that's not even real information. It's projections. And one thing I'd like to communicate to people right now, Bob, is most assumptions are wrong and all projections are wrong. So when you hear the news about how scary this is going to be, maybe it will be, but maybe not. What do you think? I'm going to tell my employees that too.
Jim, I'm turning off television. I turn on for 10 minutes of news in the morning, and then I switch, get on my computer and do some reading. And in the evening, I'm watching the car shows. So, you can't watch this 24/7. And America has always showed itself to be resilient.
Right.
We've bounced back from all kinds of things, wars and viruses and attacks on our country. And we'll do it again.
Don't you think this is also a good time to communicate to your employees to get training, to go online, take some training? Maybe we even create some stuff for them, so identify some places for them to go and do some training while they're not busy. Last thoughts, Bob.
Yeah, in fact, there's a lot of websites that have just been launched in the last month, Jim. Just tell your employees to go on and look for e-learning or self-learning websites. There's already been things up there like the Khan Academy and others, but there's way more out there now that they can get on.
Bob, thanks for being here. Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, thefusionfactor.com, that's his website. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour, for right now. I'll be back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.